top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, in the headlines. The Dominica State College Career Fair has been hailed a success by the local business community and officer in charge, Trudy Christian, with the record turnout.
And global only.
Vice Chancellor of the University of the West Indies, Sir Hilary Beckles, urged United Nations to endorse reparatory justice as a framework for development. And the New York judge has set the trial date for Donald Trump's porn star criminal hush money case for April 15th, which might complicate his bid to retake the White House on November 5th, 2024.
Local.
The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next.
Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. In Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
The Dominica State College held its career fair on March 22, 2024. 32 businesses participating in the event, solidifying the success. Officer in charge at the Dominica State College, Trudy Christian, says this year's fair had a greater turnout of interested students than in previous years. Ms. Christian expects the students to get a clear insight on the jobs available in Dominica.
It is an event annually put on by the Career Development Office of Student Affairs, and it is an event where we invite local businesses to our campus to showcase what job opportunities may be available for our students, either when they leave school or if they want to be working concurrently with their education. So you would know that, you know, oftentimes there is this, you know, saying that there's no work, there's nothing to do, and sometimes students may get discouraged even before they try to enter the working arena. But with a career fair, students will become exposed possibly to areas that they never thought about working in, or areas that they may have interest in but they did not know what companies offered those particular services or those particular products. And this fair is just an opportunity for them to open their eyes and see what is available and to be competitive to get what is available in the job market.
And that was officer in charge at the Dominica State College, Trudy Christian. Construction of the Dominica Cable Car Project, which commenced in January 2021, is said to be progressing smoothly. That's according to manager of the project, Mr. Randy Gleege. According to officials, this cable car project is touted to have the world's longest cable car route, with an expected completion date of December 2025. The cable car will traverse and showcase many of the sites within the Rosa Valley area and will get up to the Boiling Lake in minutes. Currently, 200 Dominicans are employed on this project. Randy Gleege promises Dominicans and visitors that upon completion, the cable car will be a fantastic addition to the country's tourism product.
We began with location choice, information gathering so that we could submit something to engineering for design of the cable car. Since then, we've established all of the locations, we've completed the engineering, we've purchased the equipment, the material ropeway that we've installed, which we'll then use to install the cable car itself. All of the equipment comes from Austria. We're employing 200 Dominicans on the project. We've got some European skilled technicians here to help us put together the material ropeway. But otherwise, we're trying to do everything that we can with the Dominicans. The variety of the terrain here and the ruggedness of it will make the journey on the cable car itself worth the price of admission.
Manager of the Dominica Cable Car Project, Mr. Randy Glager. Chamberlain Emmanuel, head of the Environmental and Sustainability Division at the OECS Commission, has revealed that the inception of the Regional Environmental Monitoring Data Portal, also known as REMDAP, traces back to a feasibility study conducted in 2020, following through national stakeholder consultations. Involving 8 IW eco countries, REMDAP was identified as a crucial regional initiative. Emmanuel highlighted that in December 2022, the project's development received additional support through contracted consultation services to ensure its continued advancement.
The REMDAP was developed and tested in the aforementioned countries, and training was conducted with relevant stakeholders to use and manage the REMDAP. The REMDAP is linked to national and regional data repositories and acts as the national database to countries that do not yet have their own. In an effort to establish a regional environmental information system, the OECS Commission has collaborated and synergized with multiple partners and initiatives, including the United Nations Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, on an enhanced program of action in the Eastern Caribbean for the implementation of the shared data and reporting obligations and aspirations of the ESCASU agreement and the SGD 2040, that is the revised St. George's Declaration of Principles for Environmental Sustainability in the Eastern Caribbean, while contributing to the and key multilateral environmental agreements. Another important area of cooperation is with the International Union for Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources, IUCN, whereby the hosting of the Caribbean Protected Areas Gateway, or CPAG, a regional resources and information hub, which stems from the Global Biodiversity and Protected Areas Management, BIOPAMA, program, an initiative financed through the European Union, will soon be transferred to the OECS Commission for enhanced sustainability and synergy.
Emmanuel elaborated that the portal underwent development and extensive testing across multiple countries within the OECS region. Moreover, relevant stakeholders received training sessions on utilizing and overseeing the platform, which is interconnected with both national and regional data repositories.
The questions of economic stability, questions of healthcare,
And of course, we do apologize for not bringing you this audio clip by the head of Environmental and Sustainability Division at the OECS Commission, Mr. Chamberlain Emmanuel. At the 2024 Commonwealth Law Ministers meeting, member states came together to advocate for stronger measures ensuring that every one of the 2.5 billion Commonwealth citizens can access justice. Commonwealth Secretary General, the Right Honourable Patricia Scotland-Casey, addressed over 400 ministers and government officials from around the world, stressing their duty to implement the agreed-upon paradigm shift from the previous meeting in Mauritius. This shift aims to fulfil the Commonwealth Access to Justice Declaration, making justice tangible and accessible to people across the Commonwealth. Amidst growing global crises, the Secretary General applauded the efforts of Commonwealth law ministers while emphasizing the need for justice as a crucial tool in overcoming present challenges. She urged ministers to delve deeper into their discussions, ensuring that their commitments translate into real experiences for all citizens. The meeting commenced at the inauguration of Her Excellency Samia Suluhu Hassan, President of the United Republic of Tanzania, who highlighted the pivotal role of law in addressing global challenges. She described the gathering as an opportune moment for collaboration in fortifying legal systems worldwide. Portsmouth Mayor Kerry Brady-Prince, speaking at the Tongue's Rich Diversity, described Portsmouth as a crucial cultural melting pot. She officially endorsed the hosting of the 13th Jazz and Creole Festival at Fort Shirley Cabrits National Park, located in the northern part of the island. She encouraged attendees to embrace the diverse array of cultures that will be showcased at the event.
We want to thank the government of
Portsmouth. Portsmouth has always been a town of diversity, a melting pot of cultures, and so we welcome the infusion of jazz with its soul-stirring melodies and spontaneous spirit, where it finds a perfect counterpart in the colorful rhythms and flavors of Creole music and dress and food at the Jazz and Creole. It's a fusion that speaks to the very essence of our community, a harmonious blend of traditions and influences that makes Portsmouth truly unique. So whether you're a seasoned jazz enthusiast or simply looking to immerse yourself in the infectious energy of Creole melodies, I urge you to come. Come and be part of this celebration. Let us revel in the magic of music, dance on the grounds of Fort Shirley, and bask in the majestic and magnificent scenery at Fort Shirley as we create cherished memories together.
The mayor expressed her gratitude on behalf of the people of Portsmouth for the ongoing investment in the Jazz and Creole Festival hosted in the town of Portsmouth. She emphasized that this event has significantly contributed to economic growth for both the residents and the wider northern community.
We want to thank the government of Dominica, the Ministry of Tourism, Discover Dominica, and other key stakeholders and sponsors for once again investing in this invaluable event. This has been a major economic generator in our town, and we extend our sincere gratitude to you. This year, many stakeholders have joined hands likewise in ensuring that we offer our patrons some exciting fringe events leading up to the main day of May 5th, 2024. Maybe you've heard just a little bit, but I want to give you my tip of the iceberg. Portsmouth will come alive Wednesday, which is the first. Right after, we head to Reggae Night at Roots Bar, Roots Reggae Bar in Tartan. Thursday, the Portsmouth Town Council will awaken the streets of Portsmouth with Pan, also Pan in Harmony, and key performers from Portsmouth and surrounding areas will grace the stage with some sweet, melodious, and harmonious voices and music. And some other delicious delicacies and drinks will be available for sale as well. On Friday, the Borough Square Line will come. And we welcome the Carrie Bear Hype event in Picard and Purple Turtle Family Fun Day, quite a variety of options. And of course, Village will come alive on Sunday morning, main event of Jazz and Creole. You don't need to worry after the festivities where you are going to get breakfast. Again on Monday morning, the Breakfast Village again will be up from 6 a.m. to provide you with some delicious delicacies.
And that was Mayor of Portsmouth, Kerry Brady Prince. In light of the IMF March 16th Economic Outlook Report for Dominica, Pastor Matthew Ogis asked the nation, are we satisfied with the level of economic stability in Dominica? Pastor Matthew calls on Dominicans to examine the level of development of the country's economic sectors and begin making informed decisions to support or change persons in various positions of leadership for the betterment of the organization or department.
The questions of economic stability, questions of healthcare, questions of the application of truth and justice, questions of independence and freedom, questions of nepotism and allegiance-based opportunities, questions on education and innovation, questions on autonomy, questions on the fear of God, and questions on security and potential threat. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you listening to me, wherever you are, I want to ask the same question that I was asked, and I've also asked some of the questions also to some of these people who asked. And the question here is, are we satisfied with these very same areas?
Pastor Matthew Ogis. In other news, the Vice Chancellor of the University of the West Indies at UWI, Sir Hilary Beckles, on Monday called on the United Nations to support reparatory justice as a development paradigm. In an address to the United Nations General Assembly, commemorating the International Day of Remembrance for the Victims of Slavery and Transatlantic Slave Trade, He described slavery as this evil enterprise by which Europe and their colonial enterprises devised a strategy to convert this criminality into capital. Sir Hillary, who is also chairman of the Caribbean Community Reparations Commission, said that Buddy has a mandate to create a dialogue for the world on how to perceive or pursue reforms to our financial institutions so that we can have justice not only for historical crimes, but we can have a level playing field for all. In his remarks, he emphasized the urgent need for the United Nations to support reparatory justice as a development paradigm, stressing that the Caribbean region continues to host some of the world's remaining colonies. He highlighted that several Caribbean islands, along with the territories of Britain, France, and the Netherlands, still exist as colonies, questioning the persistence of colonialism in contemporary times. He urged the United Nations to renew its commitment to decolonization as part of its reparatory justice program, aiming to put an end to the historical injustice initiated in the Caribbean region through colonization. And on Monday, a New York judge ruled to schedule a trial date for Donald Trump's criminal hush money case to take place on April 15th, which increases the likelihood of the former president encountering at least one verdict that could pose a challenge for his efforts to reclaim the White House in November 5th presidential election.
They're dying to get this thing started.
Donald Trump railed against a judge's decision on Monday to set his criminal hush money trial for April 15th, after the Republican presidential candidate's efforts to postpone the case. The start date all but ensures that Trump will become the first ever former U.S. president to go on trial for criminal charges. It also paves the way for Trump to either be convicted or cleared before the November 5th election.
If this was a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago, and they decide to wait now, just during the election, so that I won't be able to campaign, I will be appealing this.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide a $130,000 payment to silence porn star Stormy Daniels. The hush money was paid to Daniels through Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, before the 2016 election. Daniels says she and Trump had a sexual encounter a decade earlier, which Trump denies. The case is one of several Trump faces as he ramps up his 2024 campaign against Democratic President Joe Biden. But a U.S. appeals court handed the 77-year-old a lifeline in a separate case on Monday, giving Trump 10 additional days to post a substantially lower $175 million bond to stave off enforcement of a $454 million civil fraud judgment.
I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days.
The decision is a win for Trump as it blocks New York state authorities from beginning to seize his assets. A judge had ordered him to pay the nearly $500 million for overstating his wealth to dupe investors and lenders. New York Attorney General Letitia James's office said Trump is, quote, still facing accountability for his staggering fraud. Monday's appeals court decision also eases an acute cash crunch brought on by Trump's mounting legal expenses. Currently, Trump has to raise money for both his campaign and his legal issues.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. The Dominica State College Career Fair has been hailed a success by the local business community and officer in charge, Trudy Christian,
local,
with the record turnout.
Global, only on
Vice Chancellor of the University of the West Indies, Sir Hilary Beckles, urged the United Nations to endorse reparatory justice as a framework for development. And a New York judge has set the trial date for Donald Trump's porn star criminal hush money case for April 15th, which might complicate his bid to retake the White House on November 5th, 2024.
It happens local.
The news was brought to you. Compliments, Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I am for this environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global.